this is something that the families deserve to know. This information, it's been a decade, over a decade, 13 years since this event happened. And we've had a narrative in the media and in the press and in the collective American conscience of what happened that day, but I don't think it's fully informed, and it won't be fully informed until everybody gets to see these 28 pages. And just to echo what Congressman Lynch said, I'm here for the families, but I'm also here for our country to look forward. We have to decide how to prevent another 9/11 type event from happening. Until you have the full picture of what actually happened, the intelligence picture, how can you participate in that debate? How can we know that what we do will prevent another 9/11 from happening? And how can we know that some of the things that maybe we would otherwise endeavor to do might be overreactions? So, also, I want to talk about the experience of sitting down and reading these 28 pages. It's in a room where it's soundproof, and you're escorted in there, and you're escorted out, and there are no notes. But this is something that's sort of shocking when you read it. As I read it, and we all had our own experience, I had to stop every couple pages and just sort of absorb and try to rearrange my understanding of history for the past 13 years and the years leading up to that. It challenges you to rethink everything. And so I think the whole country needs to go through that. It's going to be difficult, and it could be embarrassing. But that is no reason to keep the truth from the American people.